Page 35, ACB 2013. Conference and Convention Report, Donna Pomerantz and Roger Peterson. The 52nd Annual Conference and Convention of the American Council of the Blind was held at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Columbus, Ohio, July 5 through 12, 2013. Upon arrival, we had two challenges to surmount. The first was a hotel, which was the worst one from the point of view of navigation that we have had for a while. Fortunately, this challenge was in large part mitigated by the wonderfully helpful hotel staff who seemed to be everywhere offering help in getting around. Page 36. The second challenge, which was especially difficult for seasoned convention goers, was that the convention started one day earlier in the week than usual, and thus everything happened on the wrong day. We all just had to deal with that one in our own ways. Your authors did not attend everything, which would have been impossible, and there's not room in this article to discuss all those things we did attend, so you will just have to accept our judgment as to the high points, keeping in mind that much of the convention is available in ACB radio archives and can be studied at whatever length you desire. Also, one of us, Donna, took extensive notes in the general sessions, more than we could ever use in this article, and she's willing to share these notes with anyone who requests them. Besides, the pre-convention board meeting Friday, July 5, offered the usual workshop of the Information Access Committee. Chair Brian Charlson gave an extensive report on the activities the committee has undertaken in cooperation with other organizations and industry companies. Then, with ACB Treasurer Carla Ruscheval, he discussed the comparison of special devices such as Braille Note and mainstream tools like iPhone. Page 37. The highlight of Saturday, July 6, was the evening opening general session, which included the preliminary credentials report and roll call of delegates and the farewell presidential report from Mitch Pomerantz, who left office at the end of the convention. From Sunday, July 7 on, we had a general session every morning at 8:30, which we attended. Sitting in our chapter delegations with state signs in both Braille and large print. These sessions combine ACB business with program speakers and panels. The mix changed as the week went on, with mostly program at the beginning and totally business on Thursday. Also, the Thursday session did not end at noon like the others, but continued until all business was done about 4 p.m. The afternoons and evenings were taken up by breakout sessions that varied from business meetings of special interest affiliates and committees to workshops and receptions. On Sunday morning, we learned about the first awards to be presented at this convention. Membership awards were presented to the North Dakota Association of the Blind for the greatest percentage growth in membership and to the ACB of Texas for the greatest growth in absolute numbers. Page 38. Next, the Board of Publications presented the Ned E. Freeman Award for Excellence in Writing to our own Beverly Clifford for her article, Touching Childbirth. We also began to see the wonderful work Marjorie Beeman has done at securing sponsorships for the convention. The corporate sponsorships are denoted by GEMS, Diamond, Ruby, and so forth. Vanda Pharmaceutical, the sleep study people, was the biggest corporate sponsor, followed by Google. Individual sponsorships are denoted by precious metals, gold, silver, etc. More than $100,000 were raised through sponsorships, making it possible to keep the registration for the convention at an affordable level and still provide excellent programming. Other external speakers of note included Justin Hughes, senior advisor to the Undersecretary of Commerce, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Department of Commerce, who congratulated ACB for its part in getting an international copyright treaty, which will allow sharing of accessible versions of books across international boundaries. Karen Kenninger, Director, National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Janet Labreck, Commissioner, Rehabilitation Services Administration, U.S. Department of Education. Page 39, we also welcome Tom Ludkowski, Vice President of Comcast for Accessibility, a blind man who has been in the community for years, formerly with AOL. He assured us that Comcast is working on accessible television. On Thursday morning, we made history. We had our ACB elections and elected our first woman president, Kim Charlson. We're pretty sure we also made history by electing our first male secretary, Ray Campbell. The officers are now Kim Charlson, Massachusetts president, Jeff Tom, California first vice president, Marlena Lieberg, Washington second vice president, Ray Campbell, Illinois Secretary, and Carla Rucheval, Kentucky Treasurer. Mitch Pomerantz of California is now immediate past president. Jeff Tom's and Ray Campbell's election as officers left 2 1-year board vacancies. David Trott and Pat Sheehan were elected to fill these positions. President Kim announced her appointment of Denise Colley as chair of the Board of Publications, so there was an opening for a 1-year term to fill Denise's position. Doug Powell was elected to fill it. Also, Nolan Crabb has requested to step down from BOP to focus on other things in his affiliate. Kim appointed Ron Brooks from Arizona to fill a vacant position left by Nolan. Page 40. There will be a list of all resolutions passed elsewhere, but one resolution deserves special comment. Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act allows certain employers to pay less than the minimum wage to certain very severely disabled workers. There has been a campaign lately in the disability community to remove this provision from the law. A resolution to remove Section 14C was introduced, and there was a record vote. It passed by 52-48%. This is the kind of result that some organizations would never allow to happen. The ACB banquet took place Thursday evening with Master of Ceremonies Janet Dickelman, our convention coordinator from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Featured speaker was Mary Hyland, former executive director, ACB of Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Take a walk on the Appalachian Trail, her account of her hen hike in a group of 12 women. More awards were presented by Cindy Van Winkle, Awards Committee Chair. The Robert S. Bray Award was presented to Weight Watchers, Inc. for their accessibility efforts. The James R. Olson Distinguished Service Award went to Brian Charlson. ACB Executive Director Melanie Brunson made a presentation to Sharon Lovering for being on the ACB staff for 20 years. In closing, we would like to offer one more disclaimer about the impossibility to characterize a convention accurately in an article like this. Please, if you can, plan to attend a national convention. Next year is close by, Las Vegas. Go! Editor's note, here is the latest from Janet Dickelman. Our 214 convention will be in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel. Pre-registration pickup will open on Thursday, July 10th. Our first tours will be on Friday, July 11th. Opening session will be on Sunday, July 13th. Our banquet will be on Friday, July 18th, and our final tours on the 19th.